My name's Terry Hyman. I serve as the Director of Agricultural Education for the Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education.
How long have you been doing that?
I've been working with DESE since 1978. I came as a supervisor and worked with Dr. Larry Case, who recently retired as the National FFA Advisor, and started in 1984 as the State FFA Advisor.
I understand you're retiring from your position now.
That's correct. I'll be retiring June 30th, and I'm looking forward to working in agriculture.
So tell me what you plan to do. You said you're going to continue working in agriculture. How is that?
Well, I have a livestock farm, raise beef cattle, and have farms with row crops, and I intend to be engaged in production agriculture.
Tell me what has changed in ag education since you came aboard.
Agricultural education has changed a great deal since I started teaching in the early 1970s and then when I came to the department in 1978. The ways it has changed include the curriculum. At that time when we started, we were primarily a production agriculture curriculum, and that has changed to include conservation and natural resources, horticulture, greenhouse management, a lot more agribusiness education, and into the areas of biotechnology and more science in agriculture.
Now, the FFA, of course, they have said for decades that it's now has gone way beyond sows, cows, and plows. How do you think you're preparing these young people for careers, the many of them, in agriculture?
We talk about, on a regular basis, the many opportunities for students and careers in agriculture. And the careers are varied. We used to think of more traditional careers in agribusiness or in production agriculture. Today, those jobs, careers might be in business, but they might be in the landscape, horticulture, turf, greenhouse, natural resources industries, soil, air, water. The area and opportunities are so much broader, and we think of them so much broader, and so the curriculum has changed to adapt to the workplace and to adapt to the interests of students.
Well, so how about for today's agriculture? Do you think that young people are being adequately prepared to enter that?
The preparation provided today is very appropriate for what students need at the secondary level and the post-secondary level in our community colleges and universities. Those curriculum and opportunities are constantly being reviewed because they're very industry-specific, but they're also very industry-attuned onto what students will have to be successful. I think that the next generation of agriculturalists have tremendous opportunities, and that all they have to do is to look around, think about the opportunities, get some work experience, and they'll be well prepared.
Comment generally on the FFA and how that tends to prepare young people not only for careers in agriculture, but for life in general.
Well, we talk about agricultural education having three components. One of those is, of course, the classroom. Everybody thinks of that. The second part is the supervised agricultural experience outside of the classroom that each student has as a part of their program. And then the third part is the FFA, the leadership development, the personal development side. The motto or the mission of the FFA is to develop premier leadership success. And so we look at the opportunities that students have in the classroom. We provide them experiences through supervised visits and work with their teachers. And then there's an opportunity for reward, motivation, and all kinds of competition through the FFA. And that's how we would like students to become more engaged in their learning and to be able to be prepared for working with people, communication skills, being able to explain their thoughts and share their thoughts in a meaningful way. You talked about the various changes that have taken place. One of the things I think the listeners need to understand that agriculture has grown tremendously. At the secondary level, back when I started, why we had approximately 15,000 FFA members. Today there are over 26,000 FFA members. the public perception of agriculture as more of a static industry is not true. It's a very dynamic industry. It's one that's changing. There's a tremendous increase in the student numbers that are interested in this opportunities in agriculture, and we just need to make sure that they're available to them in all of our communities across Missouri.
Comment in general on those former FFA officers and how you think that many of them turned out.
One of the pleasures of my job is to work with the state FFA officers, and it's a remarkable group. When I have the opportunity to look back over 30, 40 years of groups of officers and to see the career success that they've had, how they've been able to use the tools they gained through FFA and the practical work experience that they had, they've been able to put that to work. And people such as Roger Gardner with Learfield, and the list could go on and on of those that are very successful business and industry leaders today.
Thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Good to visit.
Good to visit with you.
Bye-bye.